Griffith. We're doing Let's Talk. I'm in the midst of a series on the spiritual gifts. This is part five. This particular gift is exhortation. Some people might call it the gift of encouragement or being an encourager. Now remember, these come in your scriptures from Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, and Ephesians 4. And so an exhorter, this is a person that's motivated to encourage, energize others to obey Christ and follow him, even when during difficult times. So remember, these are motivational gifts that we're talking about. It's the perspective by which you see the world. It's the way you interact with those around you. It's the way you understand how to be God's kind of person in a situation you're in. And so the exhortation or the exhorter, the encourager, is the one who just automatically falls into that mode. You know, how are you doing? What's going on? And so that you may identify with that. That may be your primary motivational spiritual gift. This individual reads body language. They look at somebody and they just say, "Are you okay? Is there something going on with you? How can I help? Is there anything I can do?" They read tone of voice. You may say, "I'm okay," but they know darn well you're not okay by your tone of voice. They read facial expression. These are folks that just are very intuitive. God has given them that gift, and it's a wonderful thing. Their goal is not to help solve the problem, whatever it might be, but their goal is to come alongside that person and walk with them through it. You desire to be an advocate. You desire to defend other folks, to help someone who's suffering or is accused. You desire to mentor them. And some of these folks end up being mentors, someone who comes alongside and says, "What can I do to help you accomplish what you need to accomplish in your day or in your situation?" The other aspect of this is these folks can visualize potential. So it just automatically you begin to see in the person you're mentoring or dealing with, you know, out of this, you might be surprised at what you can do and what you can be. They visualize potential. So the example out of Scripture that is helpful with this is the mentor in Scripture is Paul himself. So if you look at Philippians 4, verse 4 through 9, it goes like this. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness, your thought patterns, your understanding, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there be any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. That's exactly what a mentor does when he or she is trying to help someone else. And then verse 9 says, what have you learned and received and heard and seen in me? In other words, Paul. Paul says, what have you seen in me? These things that you've seen in me, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you. So for each of these spiritual gifts, we've identified some negative aspects of them, how they can be overused or misunderstood. So as far as negative characteristics of an encourager, they can be overly judgmental. If the person that they're mentoring or they're working with doesn't follow their advice, sometimes they can be hypercritical. They can be impatient, and that negates their ability to really help that person. You're not their judge. God is their judge. So, for example, in Acts 15, we see a story where Mark was with Paul on the mission field and Mark left. Paul was dissatisfied with what was going on and Mark became discouraged or whatever and he left. And we see that Paul did not forgive him and took someone else along. So the mentor who is overly judgmental may not contribute to the success of the person they're trying to encourage. So is this you? Understand that God is in charge, not you. Remember, God is forgiving. He is faithful to the fatherless ones like you and me. So let's pray. So Father, as we try to help others, encourage them, mentor them, guide them, help us to be patient. Help us to remember that their life is in your hands. You're in charge of all that happens. And help us to point folks like this to you and not to ourselves. We're not the example. You are the example. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.